Serving every family as our own, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments goes above and beyond for every family we serve. Not because it's our business, but because it's our way of life. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
Kix 96.1, HighPlainsRadio.net, or KICX app, and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel getting ready for match number three of the night. Final one here from the Graff Event Center between McCook and Chase County. Coming up, we'll hear from Chase County volleyball coach Kristy McNair. They just got done facing Minden. They got McCook now. We'll hear from the coach coming up here shortly. More of our pregame is coming up on Kix 96.1.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Lady Bison softball continues here on Kix 96.1 or Kix 96.1 YouTube channel right before McCook and Minden coming here at 5 o'clock at the Graff Event Center. Head coach Trevor Hoyne joined us on our Coach's Coffee Club program. Coach, you've had just the one match against Lexington. You had that, again, right before the weekend. 1-0 start. Great start with a nice home win in front of a good crowd of the high school gym.
Really, the one set we lost just did not play well. Missed a lot of serves. Got into a couple serve-receive rotations that we just didn't get out of. Really more of a, our side of the net, we aired too much. And then, was able to win the other sets like 25-20, 25-20, 25-17. Mm-hmm. Actually had pretty decent leads at like 23-11 in the fourth, and just kind of, we got to get that competitive fire to just go finish it instead of, we've got 15 points or so to finish this set. Let's just finish it right away. Kind of got to get that a little bit fixed, but to get serving fixed, we missed too many serves. Even though we won the match 3-1, we right around that 80% line. We want to be closer to 90. So those are some good things to fix. But overall, we had some girls play really well. So
I know talking to you after the Jamboree matches, felt like you had a pretty good idea what was going to be set for the Lexington match. Are there still some positions even after match number one that I'm still looking?
We'll always look at some little things here and there. Early in the season, you don't want to make a bunch of big changes, though, after a match, just because you want to try and get some continuity amongst the girls. So, we did pretty well. Callie Crawford led us in kills. She had 14 on the night and hit 400, which is really, really good. She was able to work the ball, and Ashlyn Randall sets her most of the time and did a good job of getting her. And then Jaylee Waldron finished with 11 kills, hit right around 150. Bailey Foster finished with 10, and then Ashlyn had 6. And that's one we've got to get the ball to a little bit more some games, but hitting from the right side, we didn't pass real well at times, so that makes it a struggle to get there, but we'll get there. And Carson did a good job of setting her three rotations as well. We kind of like what the lineup looked like, and we'll go into next week and probably keep the same things.
How about your reserves? The youngsters for the first time.
So the reserves, they opened up the new court with a win. So in two sets, You know, there's some younger girls there that played, you know, some freshmen, sophomores, juniors, just kind of a mix of them, playing them in a couple different positions, just getting them a lot of sets to play that night. And then JV also won in two. So good experience for those younger girls to come out and get two wins. And then the varsity had to follow mm-hmm. that with a win, too, to sweep the night.
Next Tuesday, right up to the Labor Day weekend, gets over Tuesday. Chase County and Minden coming to town. Both teams won their opening matches. Minden, I see preseason ranked number one in C1. Chase County with a nice win against Ogallala.
Yeah, you know, Minden obviously have been good for, you know, last 3 years. They've had that core group. They won state last year in C1, and they didn't really have a senior that saw the court. So besides maybe a serve here and there. So they returned pretty much their whole team, and they've got some really good players, a couple girls going, or one girl going Division II to Wayne State, which is a good program. So they're going to be tough. And Chase County's one we got early last year, but they were a young team, and they got, you know, by the end of the year, like I was telling you, I think they got maybe second or third, or I mean, they might even won their conference by the end of the year. I can't remember off the top of my head. So they're one who got better, and then yeah, they opened up against Ogallala with the win, so that'll kind of tell us, you know, where we're at with those two teams, and then because we'll have Ogallala the following week too.
That's Bison coach Trevor Hoynes. We'll hear from Minden coach Julie Radka talk about the Whippets coming up here shortly on Kicks 96.1. Match number two for the Graff Event Center, Kicks 96.1 or Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel, McCook and Chase County. Chase County coach Kristen McDera joined me the other day. And coach, I know coming off the big win against Ogallala, just got into facing a very good Minden team. You got McCook now. And going into the season, expectations pretty high. You had a lot of kids back. Got off to a great start with a nice win against Ogallala last week.
Yeah, we had some really good defense, I felt like, that game. And the energy of our gym was just really good, too. They did some updates to our gym, and so it really added a lot. It was a really good atmosphere, so that was good.
Nice little rivalry, not too far of distance between the two towns, and it never gets old beating the Indians, is it?
No, and it hasn't happened very often, very many times in the years that my girls have been in there. I think that maybe that was the fourth time that we've won that game against them, so that felt really good. Really good for our girls.
Coach, I think you got a lot of kids back, if I recall your roster from last year to this year. You had a lot of underclassmen, so a lot of experience back.
Yes, there is. That's the best thing for having the same girls 2 years in a row, pretty much the same starting lineup. And we did graduate Tristan Nordhausen and Kylie Wiest. And at the end of the year last year, Kylie kind of suffered.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Rich Barnett and Mark Searcy back here at the Graff Event Center getting ready for the final match of the night. Mark, it's been a fast night. Yeah. I mean, I thought, wow, this could be it. But I have a feeling McCook and Chase County is going to be one that's going to take a while longer. I wouldn't doubt if this thing goes three sets.
Yep, I feel the same way, Rich. I think both these teams are pretty evenly matched. Minden was definitely probably the better team of all three of these teams, and they showed it sweeping both McCook and Chase County, but McCook gave Minden some problems a couple times and, you know, hung right in there. So I think if McCook can turn around and play well again against Chase County, they can get the win here. But Chase County, I know, wants to regroup And I know they're capable of playing a little better, and Coach McNair, I'm sure after getting that first match under the belt, ready to go here against McCook.
We got to give a little shout-out to somebody back in Bankelman, Nebraska, who's had some relatives, you know, Coach Sheen helping with Chase County.
That's right.
The loony, they let the loony out of the loony bin. JW is out of her shackles, out of her straitjacket, out of the handcuffs for a little bit of time before, well, they might put her back in the morning. But hello to JW.
Yes.
She is watching on the YouTube channel.
We appreciate her. She's always good to let us know when she's watching or listening, so.
All right, well, plenty of good seats available. Want to come on by in McCook and Chase County. We'll get here shortly. Again, if you missed our first two games tonight in the opener, McCook played. Minden, you know, lost in 2-25-17, 25-17, but they hung right in there each set, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. They made plays. They were aggressive and were scrappy, always going after the balls and doing a great job at the net. They got a lot of hands on balls.
Yeah.
Which I thought was important, and if they can continue to do that here against Chase County, have a good chance to win. And Chase County, boy, that first set just got rolled. It was all Minden. The second set was 7-5. We talked about it
right.
several times,
Rich, yeah.
But all of a sudden, Minden went on a roll, and it was over after that.
Yep, that first set was just wow. And Chase County had no chance after that. And again, but credit, they did some good, better things there in set number two. So. Who will have a chance to go home and say, hey, we won a match.
Yes, exactly.
We won a match in the triangular. It'll be fun to watch, I think. And McCook had the more of the rest time.
Yep.
But you know what? I don't think Chase County minds. You know, they had a little bit of time, and it wasn't an extremely long second match.
No,
it wasn't very long at all.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be wore out, to be honest with you.
Nope, they should be ready to go. And I forgot to get the scoreboard ready, Rich.
Oh, my gosh. Right? You know what? I forgot. Yep, I forgot. I dropped the ball.
There we go.
Oh, no, I did. I got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
We're on the right screen. So
yeah, there we go. I got her. Got her set there.
I shouldn't doubt you, Rich. I'm sorry.
Well, I thought I forgot, too, so to be honest with you. Here we go. Chase County will serve first there to our left, and McCook to our right. We'll see Landry McNair serve first. Who will go home? Say, hey, we got one win in the triangular. McNair on a good serve right there is Favre. Porter, back set, Renner, back row, picked up nicely down by Chase County by Anderson. Back set, McNair, Speedy, dug by, did they hit the backboard?
Yeah.
They did hit the backboard. Roll shot over by Foster. Chase County's right there. Anderson, far side, tipped over by Riley Rusher. Porter sets it up. It's Renner, cross court, back row, good. And the Bison light the board first. It's 1-0.
Yeah, good rally there, and of course, if it hits anything on your side, you can still play it, still live, and that's what happened. McCook got it over and able to finally get the point.
That backboard's high up there, so
that thing was
launched, to be honest with you. 1-0, again, best 2 out of 3. It's Carson Porter back at the service line. Line drive, serve, shanked pass, chased down McNair, tipped over, double block right there is Favre, set by Porter back, set, Randall's got to reach for it. It was tipped the net, and we're going to have a violation, net violation, or 2 hits going to be called against McCook.
Yep, I think got both parts of the ball. Of course, it went over, and they called it, and we're tied at 1 here in set number 1.
Coach Hoynes wants a little explanation, just a little befuddled look at what happened there. Tied at 1 apiece. Ava McNair back at the service line. Libero, senior libero for Chase County. Back row pass by Favre, going to be set by Porter. Worked the middle this time. Renner swats it over right there as Chase County with McNair. Off the bump set. Cross-court kill that time by Riley Rusher. Dug up. Bump set by Randall. Clear cross-court in the net. Bailey Foster that time. It's 2-1 Chase County. These two teams might see each other in the McCook tournament in 2 weeks on the 21st. Which, again, those matches in the McCook High School and Junior High gym. Off the first pass by Favre. Porter sits it up near side. Randall cross-court. It's straight up, saved. Bump set by Anderson, clear and over that time. Bison have a chance, set by Randall. Renner, a swing off a block, and it falls. 2-2 ball game in the first set.
Yeah, both teams making nice plays. Renner with a nice swing there, and able to get the kill for the Bison side out to McCook.
Back of the service line, Bailey Foster. And short serve, and it's shanked, hit over, overpass. Porter right here. Big swing by Walgreens is back in the ballgame playing front row. Tipped over right there. Tipped back over by Renner. Tipped over by Chase County. And it falls on the sideline. K count that point. It's 3-2 Chase County in the first.
Yeah, just a fortunate break there for the Longhorns. Just barely hit the sideline over there and side out to the Longhorns. 3-2 back and forth we go here in this first set, Rich.
Busy a week of Bison sports. We got these two games. We got light Bison softball. Sam's going to be making a road trip to Hastings. Coming up, North Platte and Lincoln Standing Bear on Thursday in Hastings. And then, of course, our Bison football coverage on Friday. Porter, back set, far side. Renner gets a swing. Good dig by McNair. Big swat and rusher down cross court at the sideline. Hit that line, blue line. Count that point. It's 4-2.
I thought there's no way she's going to get that in, but it, boy, just dove at the last second, got the sideline. And back-to-back points for the Longhorns up 4-2.
Riley Rusher with that kill. 4-2 Horns. We'll see Dylan Hearman back at the service line for the Chase County girls. On the good serve, back row pass by Foster right there. Porter sets it on the near side. It's going to be Walker with a swing cross court. Good dig by Hearman, set by McNair. Anderson, good swing, dug up again. Overpass McCook, tipped over, and two hits going to be called against Renner. She's just waiting for that ball to come off. So, it was just kind of waiting, and it came down in a bad spot. 5-2 Horns. Yep. In the first.
3-0 run here. It was 2-2, but Longhorns extending the lead now to 5-2.
Got Lady Bites to stop all across town tonight. McCook and Cozad playing. JC Sports Complex. Long, deep serve. Back pedal is Foster. Porter's right there. Works the middle this time. Randall gets a swing, and it goes off of Hearman out of bounds. Off her hands. 5-3. Bison in that run. It's 5-3.
Perfect set there to Randall, and she hammered it home off hands, and that's what you do. Get in system, and you get a good swing. And it pays off for you.
How in the world did she not get her dad's height? How did that not happen?
Let's ask Brad about that.
Come on. 5-3. Kuykendall's going to be back to serve. Right there is Hearman. Going to be specs of Atlanta. McNair Rusher goes cross court. Out of bounds long. Porter wouldn't let her go. Sail over her head that time. And wasn't quite sure about it. But went overhead. Missed opportunity. 5-4. Kuykendall back at the service line again. Try to tie this match up in the first set. Shanked a little bit by McNair. Rusher gets a swing. Back row picked up nicely done by Foster. Set by Porter. Near side tipped over by Walgren. Good save by Chase County. Bump set and now bumped over by McNair. Right there's Callie Crawford. Porter back to Crawford over the double block. To her right like you're supposed to when the middle's always doing. It's 5-5.
Yeah, great awareness by her as she saw the defenders coming to her. Just pushed it over to the far sideline. Perfect placement. We're tied at 5. A 3-0 run here for the Bison.
Couple of 3-0 runs by both teams. Kuykendall at the service line. Dug up by McNair. Hit a shanked it. And it's going to be an ace serve. Making a 4-0 run. 6-5. Bison by one in the first.
Yeah, great serve there. And, boy, Bison just on a roll here. Hoping to continue it here with the serve coming up 6-5.
Kuykendall's been keys. Aggressive serving off the bench. Backer pass by Hearman. McNair back set. It's going to be Rusher again with a swing. Dig, overpass. Right there is Chase County. McNair, Rusher, another swing for the right side right there. Kuykendall going to be set by Porter. Back set. Randall's got to reach back. Cuts it and wide out of bounds. 6-6 in the first.
Yeah, right idea there, but just a tough angle. Couldn't quite get to go down. And side out to Longhorns. As you said, Rich, tied at 6.
Anna Aragon will check back in the lineup, and we'll see Riley Rusher, who is very active in that front row. She'll check out. Aragon will serve. 6-6 in the first. Best 2 out of 3. Short serve. Faber trying to dig it up and hit a little sideways that time. Ace serve, and it's 7-6 Chase County.
Yeah, tough serve. Just dropped out and down for the ace. And a good job there by Aragon.
Aragon lefty serve goes to the right side this time. Porter will set it up far side. Randall and try to kind of shake. Had the right idea that time because everything shifted to the left side of the court. Tried to go right with it but didn't get the ball to the net. And a couple of straight points for Chase County. Should be 8-7 Longhorns.
Should be 8-6, I thought.
Or 8-6, I'm sorry. 8-6. Yeah. There they got on the scoreboard. Aragon down the line right there. Foster's right there. Set up for Kelly Crawford. Back row picked up by McNair. Anderson just a little off-speed shot, so to speak, that time, and it falls 9-6 and another run by Chase County.
And a 3-0 run. We've had seen it from both sides, and that's amazing here between these two teams.
Aragon with a good serve. Back row pass by Walgren, set by Porter. Back to G. Lee. Gets a good swing, dug up by Aragon. Anderson by the 10-foot line. Oh, I think it would have went long or been close. Faber took a shot at it, hit off her hands out of bounds. It's 10-6.
and timeout. Coach Trevor Hoynes wants to talk about it. Back to the Graff Event Center coming up here shortly on Kix 96.1.
Ever feel like you're playing bumper cars on the lot trying to find the perfect ride? At Devaney Motors, it's a smooth drive to your dream machine. Whether you're eyeing a rugged new Ram, a journey-ready Jeep, or the buzz-worthy new Hornet, we've got the keys to your next adventure. Devaney's got it. Get your drive on. Cruise east on B Street in McCook or navigate to DevaneyChryslerJeepDodge.com. Devaney Motors, where the journey begins.
Rich Mark back here at the Graff Event Center. Off the timeout taken by McCook. A game of runs, Mark. 3-0, 4-0. Now what is it, a 5-0? Or it's 10-6, or is it 3 or 4?
It'd be 4-0
for
now,
Chase so, County yeah. now. Just said that's what it's kind of been here in the last couple of minutes, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I thought that was a good timeout by Coach Hoynes because these teams are close enough in their abilities and talents, I think. You just don't want to let it get too far away from you. And so good timeout there. Let's see if we can get a service error out of the timeout here for the Longhorns.
Minden's already out of here with two wins tonight for both teams. They got the miss serve. Aragon, the miss serve. Didn't clear the tape. It's 10-7.
Got those timeouts. You wouldn't think it'd make that much of a difference, but, the server gets in a rhythm, and you break that up with that timeout, and that paid off there for the Bison.
Randall back at the service line. Nice serve. Dug up by Anderson. Aragon's right there. Not a good setup that time. Bison have a chance. Foster chipped over by Randall. She couldn't quite jump set at that time because she's playing back row, too. Randall has it near side. It's going to be a big swing by Kelly Crawford. Good dug by McNair, the libero back row. Swing down the line. Good dig. Foster tipped over by McCook. We're still playing. Bob said by Aragon. Far side, Carly Anderson. Cross-court kill. Dug up by Favre. And Randall tried to play it off, and the boy hit the bottom of the net and couldn't play it that time. It's 11-7.
Yeah, right idea there. Good hustle by both teams. Great rally, but fortunately for the Bison, couldn't quite get to it. And another point inside out here for the Longhorns as we're going to fix the antenna here before we continue play.
Carly Anderson back at the service line. At 11-7, Chase County in the first. Good serve, good pickup by Favre, bump set by Randall, big swing by Morgan Griffin, and push over that time. McCook's right there. Crawford back row, back line, good. 11-8, Bites to get a couple of straight points.
Yeah, great job there. Good placement. Crawford hitting the back end line for the kill, and a side out, much needed side out here for the Bison.
Jaylee Walgren back at the service line, 11-8. Chase County lead, Bison trying to cut it away to this one. On the serve, hit straight up by Olivia Spady. Bump set Aragon. Spady behind the 10-foot line. Cross court picked up by Favre. Set, back set Randall. Griffin back row picked up by Heerman. Aragon's right there. Back set near side. Big swing. Landry McNair way wide out of bounds. Missed shot there by the Longhorns. 11-9. Bison within two.
Another run here, Rich.
Yeah.
That's just been the name of this first set.
Jaylee Walgren back at the service line. At 11-9, Horns by two. Good first pass that time by Miranda Spady. Aragon Spady has to reach for it off a block. Good. I thought she was going to run her room over there. It had no chance, but nice job with a good kind of stand, not hitting the net. 12-9 ball game.
She arched back with everything she had to somehow keep it and get a good swing on it and able to get it down for the kill. Big play there by her.
Olivia Spady back at the service line at a 3-point Chase County lead on the serve. Back row pass by Favre. Going to be set. Randall. Tipped over by Griffin. Chance for the Bison right here. Not a kind of a nonchalant swing by McNair, but it was enough that time. Nobody could dig it up, and it's 13-9.
Yeah, you called it, Rich. Not much on that at all, but somehow able to get off hands, and Bison couldn't dig it out. And another point for the Longhorns up by four.
Olivia Spady back at the service line at a 4-point game again. Nice serve. Back row pass by Favre. Set Randall, back set far side. Kelly Crawford off hands that time, picked up back row. Aragon will set it, tipped over. Nope, won't get tipped over. Haley Rusher, not quite hard enough that time. It's 13-10.
Yeah, kind of just a little bit too far in front of her, and she didn't know what to do, so she finally just used her left hand, couldn't get it over, and side out for the Bison.
Kelly Crawford back at the service line. For the McCook girls, trailing by three in the first. Good serve. Back row pass by McNair. Aragon works the middle this time for Rusher. Kept alive by Renner. Actually tipped over by Pat Foster. Get it over. And then Chase County could not return it. And point McCook.
hey, you take points where you can get them. They're a fortunate break for the Bison. A great hustle there by the McCook Lady Bison.
13-11 Bison again with another run trying to cut into this lead. It's down to two. Good serve by Crawford. Line drive. Right there is McNair. Bump set by Aragon. McNair will get a swing. Back row dug up by Randall. Going to be set by Griffin. Bailey Foster over the double block. Picked up by Aragon. Set by Anderson for the back row. 10-foot liner in the nets. Miranda Spady. Point McCook. Bison within one.
Another hitting error by Longhorns. They've had several of those here in this first set. And Bison take advantage of it. Now down by one.
13-12 in the first. Had a feeling this is the way the thing's going to go on this one. A little bit longer match. Good line try. Crawford overpass Chase County. Randall, it could be Renner with a swing, and it falls in. We're tied at 13 apiece.
Wow, unbelievable. Great job there by the Bison. Playing some good volleyball, good set there, and another kill. And as you said, Rich, tied at 13.
Thought Coach McNair might burn a timeout. Not the case. Tied at 13. Nice serve. Back row pass. Nice one to Aragon. Look at the back set of McNair. Had a little roll shot over. Griffin will set it up near side. Big swing by Foster. Blocked. Big block that time. I think it was Haley Rusher. And McNair was there as well. And Chase County by 114-13.
Yeah, perfect double block there. Had it set up beautifully and just had all the hands right straight up. And it went down for the kill, or for the stuff block for the Longhorns.
Riley Rusher back in the front row. And it's Landry McNair back at the service line at 14-13. Hit a little sideways by Favre, chased down by Randall. And Morgan Griffin, big swing, dug out barely by McNair. Hit over and swung. It's going to be, it's reached up. I think it would have went long out of bounds. Foster over a double block, tipped. McNair sets it, cross court. Roll shot over by Rusher. Overpass McCook, and Chase County can put it over. Point McCook, we're tied at 14.
Another missed opportunity for Longhorns, and Bison get another point. And again, we're tied for, I don't know, the 10th time.
Yeah.
A lot in there.
A bunch. That's for sure. 14-14 in the first. Served by Porter. And right there is McNair off her fingertips. Going to be two hits. 15-14. McCook by one in the first. Coach McNair pacing the sideline a little bit. 15-14, Porter in the nets. Didn't come close that time. Tie ball game, 15-15. Ava McNair back at the service line. As Miranda Spady checks out. Back row pass by Favre. It's a good one to Porter. Back set to Bailey Foster. Tips it over. Chase County's right there. Now bumped over. Free balled over. Chance for McCook. Porter. Work the middle to Renner. And Chase County's right there. McNair far side. Big swing. Carly Anderson. Good dig Favre, but hit it backwards. Nice effort by Bailey that time, but just couldn't keep it in front of that time. And point Chase County 16-15.
Yeah, he called a great effort there by Favre, the libero for McCook. And just dove, but couldn't quite get it straight up in the air and went sideways. And unfortunately, Bison couldn't catch up to it.
Ava McNair back at the service line at 16-15. Back row pass by McNair. Going to be set by Porter. Randall will tip up a double block. McCook's offense got to get some quick tipping, and they hit him. Big blast that time, and off of Porter out of bounds. Big swing by Riley Rusher, and 17-15 Horns by two.
Yeah, as you call it, Rich, great set and a great swing there by Swisher, and Longhorns are back up by two now.
Ava McNair back at the service line at a two-point Horns lead, and an ace serve as Bailey Favre just couldn't quite reach it, and Coach Trevor Hoynes wants to get the timeout. 18-15 Longhorns back to the Graff Event Center shortly on Kicks 96.1.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Rich and Mark back here at the Graff Event Center. It's a tight one, Mark. 18-15 Horns and a game, a set of runs. We've talked about it.
over and over again. The game of runs. Chase Kenny's got the latest one. And McCook burns a timeout, trailing by three.
Yep. Yeah, Coach Hoyne just, again, can't let it get too far away from him. So calling the timeout. And here we go. 18-15 Longhorns to serve out of the timeout. And it's their libero to serve it for the Chase County Longhorns.
Ava McNair back to serve. See if McCook has another run in him and get back in this game. Trailing by three. Deep serve right there. Walgren was one to hit it. Porter sets it up for Randall and out of bounds long. Did not get on top of it that time. And it's 19-15 Chase County in the first.
Of course, in volleyball, you want to get to that all-elusive 20 points to kind of get yourself in position to take the set. And Chase County right there to do it. Bison got to get a side out here.
Back at the service line once again. McNair down the line. Wide out of bounds. Picking on that line. The Bison, nice eyes that time. Let it go. 19-16. Bailey Foster back at the service line.
That's where communication is so important. The girls can talk and let them know it's wide. McCook did it right there as Foster back to serve.
19-16. On the serve, around the line, McNair, that might have went wide. Landon McNair with a bump set. Anderson, big swing in the net. 19-17, the Bison get a couple of points back and trailed by two. 19-17 in the first. Foster back at the service line. Right there is McNair, set by McNair, tipped over. That time by Haley Rusher, and the Bison can corral at that time, can't keep it alive. It's 20-17 as Chase County's the first one to 20.
Yep, just an unfortunate break there for the Bison. A good placement there by Chase County to get that point. And as we talked about, getting the 20 is so important, and Chase County is the first team to do it here in the first set.
20-17, Longhorns. Dylan Hearman back at the service line, and a good serve right there with Faber. Bumps it over, Porter on the second, and then Chase County almost couldn't quite get it over, and here comes McCook with a chance. Big swing. Walgren off of Chase County goes wide out of bounds. Point Bison get a point back, 20-18.
The Longhorns had a great block right there, but couldn't get it. The ball to go inside and went out and out of bounds. Another point for the Bison.
See, Jalen Kuykendall will check back in the serve. He's had a pretty good run earlier in the set. Of a nice run in there. McNair, there's an ace serve on cue with an ace serve. It's 20-19.
Didn't have the announcer's jinx, Rich.
She
served another ace, and Coach Manera's seen enough. She's taking a timeout.
She's burning 1-2. It's a one-point game. We're back to the Graff Event Center here shortly on Kix 96.1, the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel.
Brandon is super pumped about Runza.
Runza is so sweet.
Especially all their desserts.
Oh, those are the sweetest.
Chocolate, vanilla, and twist ice cream cones, four flavors of shakes, chocolate chip cookies, and ice cream sandwiches.
Literally sweet.
Aw, I love your enthusiasm.
Well, I love Runza.
So sweet of you. Come satisfy your sweet tooth. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Richard Mark back to the Graff Event Center. Set one of our final match of the night, 20-19. 1 point, Chase County lead, and here come the Bison again.
Yep, and another run here by the Bison, and forcing Coach Manera to take the timeout. So here we go, 20-19, Chase County over McCook, Bison to serve.
Kuykendall back at the service line. Good serve, McNair, back row pass, Lander McNair, tight set, blocked out of bounds off McCook. Crawford was there, but the block went wide out of bounds, a point to Chase County.
Yeah, perfect play, but just a little wide, and they're looking for a touch and see it, and it is a point for the Longhorns.
Anna Aragon back at the service line for Chase County. The Horns, two-point lead, 21-19 in the first. On the serve. Back row pass by Faber, going to be set by Porter. Randall in the net. Ashland's had a tough time a little bit in his first set, hadn't she?
Yeah, just some miscues on attacking errors for her, and unfortunately, that one gives the Longhorns a three-point lead now.
22-19. They need her to come alive here in this set. Porter. Callie Crawford. Swing. Back row. They're going to say it was on the line. Good. 22-20.
Really close there, but said they got the line, so we'll take it. Bison get the point and side out to McCook. Down by two here in set number one.
Randall back at the service line. And a 2 point Chase County lead. On the serve. Nice line drive. McNair's right there. Aragon go back set. Carly Anderson, big swing. Oh, that would have went long. They McCook took it and then tapped over. Oh, boy, Foster back row. It just looked, I know it's instinct. You're just, yeah. you know, you yeah. see a ball coming up here. I thought it was going to go long out of bounds, but they took it 23-20.
Yeah, had to overpass, unfortunately, and then Chase County just dumped it right over for an easy kill.
Just never know, never know. On the good serve by Anderson, back row pass by Favre. Chase down, bump set by Randall. Off the net is Griffin. Aragon sets it up, big swing, cross court, good dig by Favre, gets set by Randall. Callie Crawford over a block. She did the same thing a while ago. Block came toward the middle. Nobody slid down to cover. Point McCook buys the trailer by two, 23-21.
Yeah, great job. Great awareness. Knowing where the defenders are and get the ball around them. And that's exactly what she did on that play.
Jillie Walgren back at the service line in a two-point game. In the nets. Oh, boy. And here's set point number one for the Longhorns right here, 24-21.
It's just such a momentum shift when you're getting some good plays and then you have that service error. It just sucks the life out of you.
Back at the service line for Chase County, Olivia Spady. Randall, good back set. Crawford goes back row, fisted, kept alive by Anderson. Pushed over by Aragon. Bison have a chance right here with Walgren. It's going to be Randall, Crawford, swing, cross court. Hit backwards now. It's bumped over by Chase County. Bison again. Walgren's right there. Set by Randall. Going to be called for two hits. Oh, boy. 25-21. Bison lose a tough one. Chase County wins set number one. We're back with set number two here from the Graff Event Center and shortly on Kix 96.1 and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
Richard Mark back here, set number two, about ready to start across town. Lady Bison softball with a nice lead. I think they're in like the fifth, 7-0 over Cozad.
Nice.
That's good stuff for head coach Easton Gillen and that crew as they got a busy week coming up. We'll have Bison softball here in the airwaves at Hastings. Sam will be making a trip down there. And Lincoln Standing Bear and North Platte, both games, that's volleyball, on Kix 96-1. Big swing by Chase County to begin the first, the second set here, Mark, and it's 1-0.
Yep, Chase County able to pull away late in that first set to win 25-21 over Bison, so they lead 1-0. McCook's got to win the set to extend the match to the third.
Ava McNair back at the service line. Back row pass by Favre and chase down Porter. Good way to get to it. It's 2-0 out of the blocks for Chase County.
Tough server here to start the second set for the Longhorns, and Bison just got to get that serve received, get those digs up to give their team a chance here on offense.
Avery McNair back at the service line of the 2-0 lead, up a set. Back row pass by Walgren. Set by Porter. Near side, Randall, big swing. Right there is Lander McNair going to be back set here. Near side, Riley Rusher. Back row pass picked up by Porter. Bump set by Randall and fisted over by Foster. Couldn't do much with that. McNair far side, Anderson. Big swing, cross court. Good dig by Father. Bump set, Porter. Foster by the 10-foot line. Good dig by McNair again. McNair will bump set and now sent over. And a roll shot falls and finds a hole. It's 3-0 Chase County.
Perfect placement there in the roll shot and able to get it down. Coach Hoynes telling the girls that we've got to know where we are on the floor and get those spots covered up.
Riley Rusher again. It's 3-0 Longhorns. On the serve by McNair. Back row pass by Favre. Going to be set by Porter. Renner had to reach for it that time and not a good setup. It's 4-0.
If you're Coach Hoynes, do you take a timeout already, Rich? Or?
Yeah, he's up. He's talking. 4-0 ball game. Ava McNair back at the service line. Down the sideline. Popped up by Walgren. Bump set by Favre. Roll shot over by Randall. McNair far side. Big swing by Anderson. Down the line. Kill is good. It's 5-0. Anderson has some ups.
Oh, she does.
She gets a good approach, and boy, she does. She went line that time, but she's went across a lot tonight as well. 5-0 start for the Horns in set number two. Porter, back set. Foster had to reach, fisted over. Chance for Chase County. Worked the middle this time. Big swing. Kills on the way and good by Haley Rusher. And Coach Hoynes has got to burn a timeout. It is 6-0. Chase County in the second. We're back to the Graff Event Center coming up here shortly. Kicks 96-1.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
Rich and Mark back here at the Graff Event Center. Final match of the night, the Triangular, for, hosted by McCook High. And here at the Graff Event Center, boy, Coach Hoynes did not want to see this start of the second set. Down 6-0 just like that.
Yeah, just things not working for the Bison. Their serve receivers has been tough for them to get into their offense, and hopefully this timeout will change the momentum a little bit because McNair's been great serving back here for the Longhorns.
On the serve, McNair, back row pass by Walgren, bump set by Porter. Randall going to swing. Cross court dig kept alive Chase County. Anderson with just the third pass was perfect to her that time. Crushed it off a block, and it's 7-0.
Yeah, just somehow they are able to dig it up and get a good pass to her, and boy, yeah, she hammered it home. And fortunately for the Bison, the Longhorns get another point up 7-0.
Avery McNair back at the service line. Short serve this time dug up by Foster, set by Porter. Renner off a partial block in the net. It's Lander McNair. Rusher gets a swing. Back row dug up by Walgren. Porter worked the middle this time to Renner. Little roll shot, not much on it. And now pushed over by Rusher, trying to find a hole. Randall set up. Sky high, worked that middle to Renner. Anderson, she would have let that one go. I think it would have went out of bounds. But then Anderson crushed it cross court. Good dig by McCook. Renner had two Bison collide there at the net. Anderson again cross court and goes out of bounds. It's 8-0.
Well, you talk about raucous at Anderson.
Yeah.
It had a great dig by McCook the first time, but unfortunately the second time couldn't get it. And it's 8-0, as you said, at Longhorns.
Bison need to stop. They need to side out in the worst way. Right there is Favre. Going to be set by Porter. Back set. Tipped over by Foster in the nets. 9-0.
Boy, just nothing working here for the Bison. Coach Hoynes might have to go to his bench. I think he's going to do it just to try to change something up, Rich. They got to get something to work.
Yep. Cookadol will check in. Foster will set. And the serve by McNair. Set by Porter. Near side, big swing by Randall. Blocked at the net by Chase County again. They've made it a quick 10-0 lead in this one.
Yeah, it's just been all Longhorns. They had perfect double block there. Randall, unfortunately, didn't have anywhere to go with it. And, unfortunately, blocked right back and down for the stuff block for the Longhorns.
McNair has been back this entire time. And an ace serve
That was a tough serve right front, just behind the 10-foot line. 11-0. Foster's going to check back in.
The knuckleball, he said, just dived at the last second. Couldn't pick it up, and a Foster right back in half for the Bison.
11-0, McNair, 11 straight here. On the serve, back row pass by Favre, going to be set by Porter. And set didn't get there, and Favre has to bump it over. McNair sets it up, Anderson, and out of bounds long. Chase County thought there was a touch that time. Nobody's going to give it to him. It's 11-1.
Yeah, I didn't see a touch, so finally, much need a point here and a side out for the Bison.
Haley Foster back at the service line, and a 10 points. Chase County leading the set number two. They're up a set. Good serve right there. McNair, back set rusher. Cross court kills, good. Split the block, too, right there with the Renner and with Walgren that time. Went between them. It's 12-1.
Yeah, we had a perfect vantage point here. Yeah. You can just see it, the block wasn't together enough, and she just went right through it for the kill.
And Aragon back at the service line at a 12-1 Chase County in control lead here in set number two. On the serve, right there is Foster. Going to be set by Porter. Swatted by Renner. Right there, back row is McNair. Landry McNair will set it up far side. Anderson off a block. Can be saved. Yeah, bumped over by Foster. Landry McNair, back set rusher. Cross court kills, good. He got a pretty good 1-2 punch there with Anderson left side and rusher on the right
side. Yeah, you do, Rich. Those are two quality players, and they're hammering with some big swings out there, and Bison just unable to dig them up and down big here in the second set.
13-1 to Chase County in the second. Back row pass by Walgren Porter. Return pass to Leah, gets a cross court kill, and it's going to count this time. Couldn't be dug up. Bison need a bunch of those. 13-2.
Yeah, great play there by the Bison. Good set for her, and she hammered it home and a side out for the Bison.
Renner's going to check back in. I'm sorry, Renner checked back in the service line, I should say. A 13-2 across court right there. Rusher going to be set by McNair. Not a great set and bumped over by Anderson. Won't even get it over. 13-3. Bison need to chip away at this one.
Yeah, just take a point at a time. You're down 10, but you've got two straight. And just let's make it another one, make three.
Renner on the good serve. Back row pass by Ava McNair. Landry McNair will set and work the middle this time and not get to be hit over by Smady in the net. That's, what, three straight. It's 13-4.
Yep. So Bison continue to chip away and have a chance here now down under 10. That's nine deficit here for the Bison.
Renner on the good line try. Serve McNair is right there. Bump set by McNair. Off the tip line, Anderson. Bison right there, Porter. Near side wall, Grin off a block. High hands that time, it's 13-4.
And for Coach Manier, do you burn a timeout here? The momentum's really shifted. That's a game of volleyball has a lot of momentum shifts. And
I think she's going to play it out right now. She's up a set, still up 13-5. Renner on the good serve, right there, back row pass by Heerman. Landry McNair, it's going to be rusher, good swing. And it's off the hands, back row. By Bailey Foster, out of bounds, 14-5.
And that's why I'm not a coach, because she's got her players and she knows they can make plays, and they did right there by the big swing and side out to the Longhorns.
Anna Aragon back at the service line for Chase County. On the good serve, back row right there is Walgren Porter. Callie Crawford back at the ballgame, cross court, dug up by Anderson. Aragon, a bumped over, that's all I can do, Spady. Porter, bump set, Crawford in the middle, back row picked up by Chase County, pushed over. Chance McCook still working here. Tapped over a double block, and it's going to be a lift call. It's going to be called against Olivia Spady for Chase County. Point to the Bison at 14-6. Morgan Griffin back in. Porter will sit. And Randall back at the service line. Down the line. McNair right there. Bumps up by Aragon. Swung over. Chance McCook. Walgren off a block and out of bounds off the block. No touch. Point McCook at 14-7.
Nice job there. Able to get a nice swing. And the block, as you said, Rich, off the hands, out of bounds. So Bison down by a touchdown.
Yeah. Momentum is turned, but boy, still got 7 points. You're halfway home. Yep. You got 14-7. Randall on the good serve. Right there is Heerman. Aragon had it down by the 10. There's Landon McNair. Bison will have to punch it over with Callie Crawford, the third chance. McNair with a tap over. Right there's McCook. Bump set. Ah, Randall and Foster that time. We're both there trying to bump at the same time. Communication that time, and they hit it backwards. Point Chase County.
Yeah, missed opportunity there, as you said. That communication is so important, and fortunately for the Bison, couldn't get it. And it's side out to the Longhorns. Now back up by eight.
Peyton Owens back at the service line for Chase County. Longhorns won the first set, 25-21. Up here in the set, they led by double digits a lot this early in the set. Swung over by Griffin. Good dig by Chase County. McNair far side, pushed over by Spady. Bump set by Randall. Off the net is Walgren. Chance for Chase County. Aragon back set. Lander McNair off a block. Kills good. Or the block is good. Beg your pardon, by Walgren that time for the Bison. And another point for McCook.
Yeah, perfect stuff block there for Walgren. Got both hands straight in the air and it went down over on the other side. Great play there by the Bison.
15-8 Bison chipping away. Trendlin still by seven. Can't just go back and forth. You got to get a nice run again. Nice job in the back set. Picked up by Faber and it falls. Kept it alive and nobody could get on the second pass. Points. He can't trade. Can't trade back and forth now. You're going to lose out. 16-8.
Yep, too far in the hole to do that. So a little cheering section coming over here for the Bison, some of the football players and some other guys.
Got some of the student body here. I'm sure the rest are probably in the softball game.
Yep.
Faber's right there. Randall back set. Kelly Crawford back row, and it's off of Peyton Owens out of bounds. Point to McCook, 16-9.
Yeah, still at seven. They just can't get past that seven, Rich, but hopefully they can get a little run here and get down within three or four.
Callie Crawford back at the service line for McCook. 16-9 ball game. Crawford, the good serve. Right there is Landry McNair. Aragon. Second pass. Dump over. Nice pancake by Randall. Bumped over by Renner. Chance for the Longhorns right here. Aragon. Back set. McNair. Back row picked up by Walgren. Randall. Good pass to handle. Renner just couldn't quite get it over. I thought Ashland would go outside. The middle was the way they were set that time. Yeah. It just like she had no... anyway.
Yeah.
And... third chance to get over. 17-9. Landry McNair back at the service line. Down the line with this one. Bobber's right there. Bumps it by Randall. Cross court. Kill. It's saved by Chase County. Bison have a chance right here. Randall sets it up near side. Foster. Big swing goes back row. And we have net violation against Chase County. I think it was Haley Rusher in the net that time. 17-10. Porter will check back in. Griffin will sit. Horns in the second up a set and a miss, sir.
Yeah, just a momentum killer, and we have those. And fortunately, the Bison had one there. And
yep.
Back to Chase County, and Miss McNair is back to serve. She had some good ones early in the set.
She reeled off, 13 straight? 12, 13, something like that? Ava McNair at the service line. 18-10 Longhorns. Bump set by Porter. Roll shot over by Randall. On a tip. Landry McNair back set. Big swing. Cross court kill is on the way by Riley Rusher. 19-10. You got that front row now at timeout McCook. We'll talk about that when we get back. 19-10 Horns. We're back to the Grand Event Center shortly. Kicks 96-1.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Richard Mark back here at the Graff Event Center. My point was talking about right before we went to a break that they have had Rusher and also with Anderson in that front row. Wow, that's where they've made their, and with McNair serving, that whole setup right there scored a majority of their points in the second set.
Yep, they've just been tough to stop with McNair's tough serving. And you said the two
hitters on the outside just hammering out some big swings, and they have been tough to stop here in the second set.
9-point deficit again, and a shanked pass by the Bison. It's 20-10.
Yeah, you cannot get that far behind. It's just a tough road to hoe. They got within seven several times, but couldn't get over the hump, and now with Manair servants back up to 10.
10-point game. McNair on the serve down the line. Walgren's right there. Going to be set by Porter. Cross-court pass to the back row off the hit by Randall that time. Chased down by Chase County. That should have been two hits that time. And now push over. McCook has a chance again. Porter sets it up near side. Foster, big swing. Dug out by McNair. Cross-court Anderson, big swing. Hit a little sideways. Chased down by Faber. Bumped over by Porter. Back row picked up by Spady. Rusher again through a block, I think. Did it hit? Yep, it was a touch that time, 21-10.
Yep, it was. Unfortunately, in the front there, got a piece of it. But a good rally there, but unfortunately, Bison couldn't get it. And, again, Longhorns up 21-10.
Ava McNair back at the service line. Big hole to climb out of this one. Deep serve, a little lollipop floater that time. Porter this time near side. Randall gets a swing, cross court. Kills good, 21-11.
A swing by Randall there, so good play. And just keep chipping away here. Hopefully get on a little roll here with Foster back to the service line.
Need a run. Big time run. Final match of the night. Minden won the first two. Bison played Minden tough, and they've got an ace serve. Bailey Foster, 21-12, 25-17, 25-17 against Minden. Whippets would cruise to a two-set win against Chase County. And the Whippets, or the Longhorns, up a set and lead 21-12 in the second. Hit the top of the tape, got over. Kept alive McNair. Anderson, big swing. Cross court, actually wide, out of bounds. Way wide, 21-13.
Yep, nice job. Foster serving well. And Bison chipping away again, down to eight. They got to within seven a couple, three times. But see if they can get there and further here in this set.
Need a big time run. The points right here, 21-13. McNair will set it up far side. Anderson, her approach, kind of left early, but tapped it over, and McCook can keep it alive. Tapped over, stuffed by Chase County. Was our net by, no, just, that was no violation. It just was just a kill, 22-13.
Yep. That just went on their side, and they just dumped it over and get it side up. Longhorns, 22-13. Run out of time, run out of points here for the Bison.
Yep, Heerman back at the service line, 3 points away from the sweep. On the serve, back row pass by Foster, set by Porter. In the middle of Randall, has straight up, set by McNair. Far side, and it's a little roll shot, hit backwards. Swung, kept alive by Anderson, bump set by McNair. Bumped over, free ball over by Spady. Good dig, Foster, sent it over in the overpass. Chase County's right there. McNair will send it over, chance for the Bison, got to take advantage of it. Porter, near side, Walgren off a block, kept alive. Chase County's right there. McNair, back set. Big swing off a block. Camp dug up. Riley Rusher again. It's 23-13.
Yeah, Rusher and Anderson are the two big hitters up front for this Longhorn team. And that time, another swing for the kill for the Longhorns.
Dylan Heerman back at the service line. 2 points away from the sweep. Back row pass by Walgren. Backs up by Porter. Swung over by Renner. Bump set far side. Anderson a swing. Cross court kills good. 24-13 is, and match point number one for the Chase County Longhorns right here. Boy, you get off to a rough start second. You got to play catch up the entire game.
Just like an ace four, you just cannot get that far behind. It's just tough to come back.
Herman on match point number one down the line. Foster's right there. Going to be set by Porter. Off the net, it's Randall. Herman has it. Rusher was able to push it over and almost found a spot, tipped over. Chase County joust of the net, and Anderson of the net. Was there a net? No, there wasn't. Just a straight-out kill, and that's it. Chase County wins at 25-13 and the sweep. We'll wrap things up here from the Graff Event Center here shortly on Kix 96.1 and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel.
You can rely on the staff at Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments to provide professional support and guidance to help you during your time of need. We proudly serve Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through funeral service, cremation, pre-need, and monuments. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument of McCook.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Back here at the Grab Event Center. Mark, if you were told me we'd be out of here by 8 o'clock tonight, I'd thought you're crazy. Yeah. There's no way. By gosh, it's shortly before 8 o'clock, and we had two sets in this one.
Yep, some really good volleyball played by Minden. They were definitely the team to beat here. We knew coming in they probably were, and they showed it tonight. But Cook played them pretty tough in that first match. But, boy, this last set, Chase County got a late run in the first set to take the first set 25-21. Got rolling in the second set with McNair serving, and it was up 10-0, and just able to make enough plays down the stretch to get the win. 25-12, I think, was the final in the second set. So Chase County gets a win. Bison, unfortunately, 0-2 here in this triangular, and have to regroup and get ready for the next match.
Yep, and gosh, Minden, we you know, Minden looked good. I mean, yeah. McCook played them tough.
Yeah,
You know, you think back, gosh, we played Minden tough, classy, number one ranked team. We come out and we're kind of stuck up to join then, and in the second match. So
that's the game of volleyball. Sometimes things don't go your way. And
we were just talking, Huskers lost the first set against SMU.
Yeah.
Like, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So just funny things happen. Yeah. Boy, don't bring your best against anybody, and it's something that's going to happen.
Giving you a thumbs up over
Georgia
there.
Cornwell. Georgia Cornwell. Yeah, we know Georgia a long time. I should ask him. Hey, go make me a rocket pizza.
Yeah.
He's got that recipe in his head.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
for sure. Well, for the McCook girls, the rest of the week.
Got to look at that. You got it pulled up?
Yeah, I got my. They have a girls reserve game at Chase County on Thursday.
Okay.
And then that's it for the week, so it's a pretty light week. Things will pick up, though.
Yeah.
Things will pick up. So, anyway, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. Appreciate it.
We'll do this again sometime for all of our great sponsors on our Kix 96.1 YouTube channel and also Kix 96.1. Don't forget Bison Softball on Thursday. Sam is in Hastings for both games against Lincoln Standing Bear and also with North Platte. Got a conversation, Lincoln Standing Bear head coach Megan Rupert, McCook High School grad. We'll talk to her coming up tomorrow. We'll have that on Thursday. And then, of course, Bison football coming up again. Aurora's in town on Friday. I'm Rich Barnett for Mark Searcy. Have a great rest of the night. Thanks for listening to Lady Bison Volleyball. Kix 96.1 and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel.
Your local voice for Southwest Nebraska.